at Dallas Can Academy tomorrow from noon until 3. Also, be listening to the presentation tomorrow because Danny is going to make a big announcement of a very, very interesting and very, very exciting gig coming up for Sorter.
Oh, I know about this. Yeah.
Yes, I know about this, too, and I must say I am very excited about this.
You think opening up for Kansas was big?
Man, if you think opening up for Kansas was something, well, I mean, for Little Petite Theft, that was something. But this dwarfs Kansas.
Yep.
And I will be there for this. Not only will I be there, but I will be very, very excited to be there.
And loaded.
Well, no, I won't be loaded.
Sure.
No, I won't. Will not be into that.
I'm sorry, plowed.
I won't be that either.
Hammered?
No. I'll just be attending in my normal state of mind.
You're going to be schnockered.
Speedballed out?
No.
Wrecked?
No.
S-faced?
No. Blasted. None of that. Just in a normal, unimpaired state.
We have another fun show tomorrow, too. Another fun thing on the show tomorrow.
What?
Animals from the Fort Worth Zoo.
Yes, they're bringing some animals up from the zoo tomorrow.
And I hate that Grego's not going to be up here.
Yeah, because
they're bringing a python.
Like a snake. Burmese python's coming up.
I think that's why Grego faked this back injury so he didn't have to be around the big snake.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Grego?
There's my answer.
Yeah.
You know what, Greg? I'm going to bring the snake to you.
Snake.
Please don't. I'm begging you, please don't.
What?
You wouldn't like it if I walked into your place with a 20-foot python draped around my neck?
Not really.
You think Clyde would freak out?
Yes,
oh
she would.
Oh, my God.
She's been trained not to like snakes.
And now it's time for the snake.
That music plays when he walks in.
All right, we have a puppy dog story now.
Boy, this is a conundrum.
Boy, it is. I told Corby this story earlier, and I think I footnoted it to Grego even earlier than that, but it might come as a surprise to you guys that after band rehearsal, I was at a bar last night.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you went to bars.
Right.
Boy, that does come as a shock to me.
Well, I was hanging out at the Barley House, and the night before, there was an incident that happened outside in the parking lot. There was a homeless guy that had a little, probably about 30-pound yellow lab. Adorable puppy. Not a puppy. I guess it's probably about half grown, I guess, somewhere around there. And the dog is sick. It's shaking. It's got worms. But this is that homeless guy's, you know, little buddy. And a couple of the patrons went out there to try and secure the dog from the homeless person and get it to the vet, but he wanted nothing of it.
The homeless guy?
Yes. He was throwing punches and just ready to fight to keep his dog with him. Well, cops were called, and what? Bottom line is he got to keep his dog.
Were these patrons drunk when they went out there and tried to reason with the homeless guy?
No, they were trying to, like, rescue the dog and get... I don't know if they were drunk. I don't know.
Now, were these people you knew?
Yes.
Or just others in there?
These two people I actually knew. And I haven't talked to him since about it. But last night, I was there, and he was back with the dog in the parking lot. He kind of hangs out around there and does some, you know...
Panhandling.
He'll help, you know, he'll clean windows and take out the trash for him, and just anything for a buck. Well, once again, a couple of people went out and tried to talk this guy into letting them take the dog to the vet. And he was still pretty adamant about not letting them take the puppy. So I went out and I was talking to the guy. I've met him a few times, and I'm like, come on, man, let them take your dog. They're going to pay for everything. You know, the dog has worms, it's shaking, it needs to be taken care of. And these two people are like, you know what, I've got cash in my pocket, I got 800 bucks in my pocket that I got paid for something today, I'm going to take this dog to the emergency room and get him taken care of. Well, he was real reluctant, but they did get the dog into the car and taken to the emergency room. Now, I haven't heard anything else, any follow-up at all on what happened But they kept telling him, it's like, you're going to get your dog back. Now, my question to you boys is, does this guy need to be getting the dog back, buddy?
No.
Yes. No. I think he does.
No, he doesn't. No, homeless people don't need dogs. They can't care for the dogs.
They can't care for themselves.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but there's a reason they're homeless.
But that dog's all the guy's got in this world.
Well, you know what? It's time to make some homeless buddies. Have like a mixer amongst the homeless. Meet some friends. Hang out. You don't need to be taking care of
a
dog.
They have a mixer every night. It's called the rescue mission.
You know what? I'd be willing to bet that he feeds that dog before he feeds himself.
And he was in tears.
Okay, but
listen,
you saw Grego, or you heard, the dog had worms.
Yeah.
He was really bad off. I mean, obviously he doesn't have shelter for the dog,
right.
And he's exposed to certain things that our dogs aren't.
And God knows what the dog's eating.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he's eating scraps out of the trash.
Well, Purina One, I hope.
I doubt it.
I doubt that he's taking
Purina
the 30-day challenge.
But he was in tears. He did not want to let his puppy dog go.
Well, you can't blame the guy.
No, I don't blame him. I would be crushed if I were homeless and someone took away my dog.
And that's what he said last night. He goes, that's all I've got. And it was sad, man. I felt so bad for that guy.
Are they going to give it back to him?
I don't know.
If they don't...
They kept telling him that they would, but that could have just been a ploy to save the dog.
You know what? If they don't, if the vet keeps it and they give it away to somebody or give it to the SPCA... The homeless guy is going to show up about a week later, and he's going to have another dog. And a month later, it's going to be in the same condition as that other dog. Now, what they should do is let the homeless guy have the dog, but buy him dog food. Buy him medicine for the dog. Let him have him, because there's a lot of people that aren't homeless that treat animals like crap. But we can't go around and take their animals away from them. At least this guy gives the dog probably some love and attention, and they have some type of a bond. They should give him medicine. They should give him food if that's the way that they want to help.
Okay, but what's he
going to...
Is he going to lug around a 40-pound bag of Iams?
Keep it at the Barley House.
Yeah.
Keep it at the Barley House. Obviously, he washes windows. He hangs out around there. Danny's familiar with the guy. Was able to reason with him. Do that.
I think that if they give the dog back to him, then they need to follow up and make sure that the dog is being taken care of properly. If you're willing to rescue this dog, take him to the hospital, and spend God knows how much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those emergency room visits are not cheap.
No, they clip you for about $120 walking in the door.
Walking in the door. So maybe they need to follow up with this guy and make sure that the dog's being, properly cared for. But you think flat out that this guy should not get his dog back, Corby, under any circumstance?
I don't think so. And I wouldn't shoot him like you wanted to.
Who?
You.
The homeless guy?
Yeah.
You want to shoot the homeless guy?
Oh, that wasn't you? Well, Grego, I wouldn't shoot him. That was uncool.
Why are you doing
that
this?
That wasn't me.
Why are you doing this?
It was me, Corby.
Oh, okay. Hey, dude. That ain't cool. I don't think
so. Go around the horn and see who wanted to shoot the homeless guy?
Who had the gun? Now, you should have that first night. When he, was so adamant about keeping his dog, you should have lured him away with spiced meats, caused a diversion, and then you could have grabbed the dog and run.
I probably could have lured him away with a 40.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think that's the reason he was full of piss and vinegar the night before, is because he had a little too much of the fire water. But the good news, though, the dog's
taken
care of.
Thank you to those people who did that. Thumbs up
to those people.
That's very cool. And I knew the couple who tried to get him the night before. And
they're good peoples, too.
They're very good people. And they have two dogs of their own. So, man, that's tough. That's a tough call. I personally would not give the dog back. But Kevin's right. He's going to end up with another dog sooner or later. And it's just going to be a cycle. But would you? Would you turn the dog over back to him?
Yeah, I think I would.
You would?
Would you have a little
I think I would, reluctantly.
Would you have a little speech for the guy?
Yeah, I'd tell him, but I mean...
Like he's going to listen.
Yeah, you can't reason with those people.
No.
But I would, I would have a few things to say about it, to say to the guy. And I'm sure they would go in one ear and out the other.
Would you give him your number and say, if you have any problems with this dog, you need to call me?
No, I would not do that. I'll just tell him I'm going to be around. I'm going to be checking this out.
Because I doubt he's going to email you.
And I imagine his 401k right now is pretty low. And as far as retirement funds and mutual funds go, I'm assuming that right now they're not doing as well maybe as they once were.
No, I think the homeless IRA was looking good this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's been contributing steadily.
Oh.
Stop it. I don't know. I have a hunch he's not terribly worried about what's going on over in the European sector these days.
Good point. He's not really worried about the coffee, is he, Rhines?
No. You don't think, he's not worried about the coffee in his kitchen.
You don't think he maxes out his 401k?
No, I kind of think he doesn't. I'd be surprised to find out he did.
All right, maybe you guys have turned me around. Maybe he does deserve that dog. You think the dog knows any better? It may not.
No.
What do you mean?
That's the life it knows, is what I'm saying. I mean, it doesn't know that it can be resting on a Highland Park bed or something like that.
Well, the dog's got worms and trembling. I mean,
yeah,
he's going to go
worms
hang out.
And trembling. He doesn't know the life of Digger.
He's going to go hang out with these nice people that are getting him fed properly and giving him medicine. He's going to feel better, and then he's going to go back to Homely.
Yeah, to Wormville.
Right.
As long as the dog's not being abused. Have you seen the guy that abused the dog?
The dog's beautiful.
He's just not giving it very good care.
Yeah, it's just sick, and he can't afford to fix it.
He's probably giving it the best care he can.
It probably hasn't had its shots.
There's no doubt it hadn't had its shots. I mean, it's all the guy can do to probably keep it fed.
Ugh.
Well, Purina One, man.
Shut up.
Have you noticed, Danny, does the dog have soft, fluffy stools? Have you been able to observe that?
Captain Doodoo. I don't even know how to answer that, Kevin.
Well, there's no answer for it. In fact, that's a segment ender right there. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.